KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have mostly sunny skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued sunny skies today with a high around 79, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 48, and mostly sunny again tomorrow. A little bit warmer, a high around 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Members of the Atlantic School Board will meet in a regular session this evening at 6 o'clock at the Schuler Elementary School Media Center. Their consent agenda items for approval include the resignation of Michaela Bartholomew, high school paraeducator and head cheer sponsor, and contract recommendations for Kirsten Blake, color guard, Stephanie Clark and Tanya Havens, volunteer high school middle school cheer, Randall Simpson, Rebecca Wallace, Taylor Williams, and Trisha Neiswanger as homecoming float sponsors. Some of the action items on tonight's agenda include the first reading of revised board policies with regard to 2021 legislative session updates, a review and approval of the district's affirmative action plan, teacher lane advancements, acting on a following a recommendation by Steve Barber, the superintendent, with regard to a list of teachers for an educational advance as indicated in the master contract. The board will also act on school to work and snow removal contracts, and they're expected to approve the high school greenhouse project at an estimated cost of $104,000. During the board's meeting last month, they approved the financial support of up to $100,000 to fund the construction of a new 30 by 48 foot greenhouse on the space south of the Ag Room. FFA advisor Eric Miller has applied for and received an $8,000 grant from Farm Credit Services to help cover the costs of that project. Police in Creston report this morning three people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday at around 8 a.m. 52-year-old Patricia Schroeder of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for violation of a no-contact or protective order. She was cited and then released on a summons to appear in court. At around noon on Tuesday, Creston police arrested 35-year-old Michael Simpson Jr. of Creston on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear. He was transferred to the custody of sheriff's deputies in Adams County. And at around 5:35 p.m. Tuesday, 35-year-old Daniel Snyder from Diagonal was arrested in Creston for public intoxication. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Authorities said also a man residing in the 600 block of Poplar Street in Creston reported to police Tuesday afternoon that sometime in the previous 24 hours, someone had entered his vehicle parked in his residence and stole his wallet that contained cash, credit cards, and checks. The loss was estimated at $1,000. Red Oak Police report the arrest on Tuesday of 45-year-old Kayla Ray Churchill of Council Bluffs. She was taken into custody for theft in the fifth degree. Churchill was arrested in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $300. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said there were numerous arrests from over the past week. Among them, at around 3:30 a.m. on Sunday, 23-year-old Delaney Catherine Kern was arrested following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. She was charged with failure to use headlights, having improper rear lamps, and OWI first offense. At around 3:15 a.m. Sunday, a Pott County Sheriff's deputy arrested 53-year-old Anthony Curtis Martinez of Omaha for providing false identification information. And 37-year-old Joshua J. Moraine was arrested for driving while license denied, suspended, canceled, or revoked. They were taken into custody after the deputy noticed two vehicles in the Tractor Supply Store on Veterans Memorial Highway and the South Expressway and proceeded to investigate. One of the vehicles was pulling a trailer. Late Saturday night, 31-year-old Zachary David Schweger was arrested in Council Bluffs for OWI second offense. At around 12:20 a.m. Saturday, 27-year-old Arianda Horsch of Council Bluffs was arrested for violation of probation. At the same time, 60-year-old John Lee Carlson was arrested for driving while barred, habitual offender. Friday evening, a Pott County deputy attempted to stop a car with paper license plates in the 31,000 block of Tamarack. Following a brief pursuit, 33-year-old Cassandra Farfalla was arrested for eluding, reckless driving, and operating a non-registered vehicle. And finally, Friday afternoon, 46-year-old Tracy Lynn Klon was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office after she turned herself in on a valid Council Bluffs Police Department warrant. Klon was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Tuesday reported six arrests over the past week. Some of the latest include late Friday night, 34-year-old Sean William Tyndall of Creston, who was arrested near Stewart on a Union County felony warrant after driving under suspension. On Friday afternoon, 26-year-old Logan Partlow of Stewart was arrested on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear at a show cause hearing. 36-year-old Cherie Kilgore Bridgewater was arrested September 1st on an Adair County warrant for failure to contact her pre-sentence investigator with regard to a possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense charge. Kilgore was held under the warrant until she submitted the required pre-sentence investigation information to the Department of Corrections and also submitted to a PSI interview with the DOC. She was released after being fingerprinted. On August 31st, 29-year-old Mitchell Allman of Colorado Springs was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on I-80 in Adair County. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. You can read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a look at our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.